Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to your 2-minute teaching tip based on the book Plain Speaking by David Berceau. And today, be yourself. Be yourself. Are you trying to sound like somebody else when you preach or teach? Please don't do that. You have a personality for a reason. If you look at the public teaching of Paul and Jesus, they look very different in style. Or the book of James, which is a collection of sermons, very different from Paul, Peter, and, say, Jesus. Think about Jeremiah, Isaiah, Ezekiel. Different content, but also different styles. Imagine if every preacher sounded exactly the same. Not only would we find it hard not to get bored, but something more profound would be lost, a sense of authenticity. Let's talk about three things briefly that will help us to be ourselves. And the first is authenticity. You see, learning from other speakers is valuable. In fact, I would even say necessary. But attempting to be that other speaker is not a good idea. Your congregation knows you. They want to hear from you, not some AI version of yourself. The second issue, though, here is distractions, because if your natural style includes mumbling, shuffling, or staring at the ceiling when you're talking to people, it's critical to work on improving your delivery. That you can still be yourself while working on those things. You won't lose the core of who you are. And the third thing to think about is nerves. Nerves are very common when it comes to public speaking, but don't over-focus either on your style or on your presentation. Pay attention to any distracting habits that you have, but avoid self-consciousness by remembering your lesson is not about you. It's about God, and He is with you, and the congregation are eager to learn and to hear about God. So what are your thoughts on being ourselves when we preach and teach? Somebody said that preaching is truth through personality. Would you agree with that? Next time, we'll go on to explore how to speak conversationally. Has today's tip been worth 2 minutes of your time? I certainly hope so. So between now and the next time, remember to keep calm and carry on teaching. Take care and God bless.